The Rugby Panel on Just Plain Drive on OFM.
Everyone, and welcome to the Rugby Panel. All ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, baby.
For the new year.
And happy new year to you guys.
Yeah, it's the middle of February. If there's one thing I hate, is people still wishing happy new year 2 months into the year.
What are you talking, Joe? In Cape Town today, it's 42nd New Year today. Tonight, the Opscop is at Earl Rose's place. We were going to go out, but his license is still suspended, and he still cannot go within 500 meters of any fish and chip shop or a motor vehicle, of course, in the greater Cape Town area.
Do you guys mind? As I was saying, ready to rock and roll.
And save our mortal soul.
Shut up, you.
Let me continue. Ready to rock and roll with the brand new Super Rugby season kicking off proper this weekend.
Here we go again. Another who only knows how many weeks of rugby crammed into the next 7 months with games no one even cares about.
Yeah, Naz, I couldn't agree more. The competition has become like sandpaper.
You mean wallpaper, Dove?
Yeah, that too, Joe. And you know what they say about too much of a good thing?
No, what's that, Dove?
It spoils the soup.
In the roundabout way, that actually made sense, Dove. But anyway, new squads, new kit, new hope for all the teams, guys.
Except the Sunwolves, of course.
Well, Nas, with the Rugby World Cup coming up this year in Japan, the Sunwolves will want to impress this year and try and finish the competition on a high.
Insightful as always, Ashwin.
Yeah, I cannot wait for the World Cup in Japan, man, sir. Yesy, I hear they have some gefaarlijke papsak there called Nagasaki.
No, Dove, it's just called Saki. Nagasaki is the place that got bombed.
And that's exactly why I plan on trying it, Joe.
Sounds like a wonderful idea.
Anyone in the new local squads that stick out for you guys?
Well, the one name that really sticks out in the Bull squad is none other than Dwayne Vermeulen. I think he's going to have an enormous impact on their success this year.
And of course, they've still got Henry Pollard and the galloping Basset Hound, the Northern Bulls, to go all the way this year, James. Sorry, Transvaal.
Who's the galloping Basset Hound?
Luke De Jager, when he runs here.
Yeah, Yui, we get the picture, my bra. Well, we'll see your galloping brag and raise your galloping nachi, my friend.
When you want your team to score or drop their scrum on the floor, call for Ross.
Please, Dave, never ever sing again on this panel. Please.
Yes, please.
My ears.
Can someone tell me, are the Sharks playing this season as the Sharks, or are they now the Black Panthers?
No, Ashwin, the Marvel comic jerseys are only for local derbies. They're still the Sharks regardless.
Okay, well then, go Sharks.
And that's the same for the Lions and the Bulls. Although the Stormers will play in the rest of the Super Rugby this year called Thor.
Ah, what praat jy nou naas?
Yes, and we spoke about this. After the Bulls are done with them after the first game this weekend, they're going to be Thor for the rest of the season.
Ach, and vlieg jy.
Time has caught up with us, gents. Quickly, your predictions for this year's Super Rugby.
Go Transvaal all the way.
You said the Bulls earlier, you?
Did I? Can't remember. Can't stop thinking about that sucky.
Well, for me, it's Crusaders or Hurricanes this year.
Yeah, go Crusaders. Your cape is right behind you, manna.
Ashwin? Let me guess.
Go Sharks.
Well, there's a surprise, and I reckon I agree with Joel and Div, but for different reasons. First game Friday is the Chiefs against the Highlanders. Then
let Ashwin tell us.
Why me, Nas? Are you trying to test me again?
No, just tell us.
It's the Brumbies against the Rebels.
And that's why.
Hey, Nas, jy moet voorzichtig loop, jong. As they say, don't poke the angry kangaroo, my friend.
And that's quite enough for that. We'll wrap up the first week of Super Rugby action next week, guys. Cheers.
There's a lovely little Japanese place up the road, guys.
Yeah, I'll go with you, Yui.
The Rugby Panel on Just Plain Drive on OFM.